This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 5th, 2008 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just gets weirder all the time. I want to get back into the subject matter from yesterday's broadcast, because that's what's important. In spite of the nonsense that we see happening, Mr. Wolf's book released this morning, Washington Post headline, "As Fire and Fury is published, Europe openly debates, is Trump still sane?" Ridiculous distractions is what I would call that. And CNN has obviously been going crazy over the legalization of marijuana in California. And so now the latest headline, and they've had many in the last few days, is "Can I buy legal weed today?" A Q&A. And part of that is in response to Jeff Sessions' crackdown or intended ending of Obama-era policy on legalized pot. And I think that as you look at this story, it just, to me, everything conspires against the citizen, so to speak. Maybe I'm cynical, but I don't think so. You know, as you look at the maps, for example, we have, what, five states now? There's Idaho, and I think North Dakota, South Dakota, and what else? Two other states in the Midwest, so to speak, the middle of the kind of the heartland of the country. And then there are the medicinal marijuana states. I forget how many exactly are recreational and how many are medicinal. I think the recreational states are eight, right? And medicinal is like 22, and there's an additional 15 that have some other provisions. But so, you know, you take Alaska out of the recreational, you take, I think, Hawaii out of the medicinal, and that leaves you five states in the contiguous 48, lower 48, that again are not participating. But then there are some other strange provisions. So the point is, as folks have seen, if you are traveling from Colorado, for example, to Oregon or California now, what happens in the middle? And I think the answer to that is Radley Balco's Rise of the Warrior Cop. I mentioned a while ago the Washington Post article series that he wrote. I still need to go back and dig for that. There was a series of a few articles that talked about the interdiction epidemic, really, in this country. And some news pieces have been honest. I watched something recently. I don't remember what it was, but according to the reporting, you don't hear this in the statistics. They kind of want to bury this, but about 40% of most law enforcement jurisdictions' revenue is generated by this interdiction process. In other words, the highwaymen stealing property from folks. And there are a number of ways that this society has become predatory, that being one of them. And that's a reprehensible practice. And what's even worse, I think, is to be disingenuous about it. Just call it what it is. We'll talk more about that a little bit in a minute. But I want to get back to the subject matter from yesterday's discussion. We have, whether we talk Constitution or Confederation, we have a system that has hijacked any kind of de jure government, whether it was Constitution or Confederation. So continuing from where I was yesterday, well, let me back up a little bit. So it's interesting, just a little kind of mental thread, if you will. Logan Paul has been in the headlines, a trending topic, and according to Google, the October 1st Las Vegas shooting was a trending global search topic, but it only made the top 20 one time here in the States. We're led to believe that's reality. I find that hard to imagine. I think Google buried the October 1st Las Vegas shooting, and we were encouraged to forget it. I still need to circle back around and make a couple of videos. One, the fact that, you know, Chris Swecker, former assistant FBI director, said on October 3rd, we should see an unbelievably detailed and graphic picture emerge. It's Las Vegas. Everything is surveilled. Everything is videoed. Everything is caught on tape or picture. And yet we still haven't seen a single image of Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas in 2017 at all, let alone in October or, you know, September, the day or two or three or five that he was allegedly staying at Mandalay Bay. Haven't seen him in Las Vegas, haven't seen him at Mandalay Bay. Meanwhile, the heist that took place at the Bellagio not long after, a few weeks after, we have lots of video footage of that. And the argument that you'll hear is, well, you know, it's an ongoing investigation. Well, so is the Bellagio heist. What's the difference? And furthermore, the suspect in the October 1st shooting, mass shooting, or alleged mass shooting, is deceased. According to Aaron Rouse, what was it, last month? He said Paddock is the only suspect. All right, well, show us the body. Habeas corpus, sort of, on camera. Present the body. Let's see it. But no. So that's odd. But the thing that I haven't heard anyone talk about yet that I need to circle back around and make a video on is the fact that the missing hard drive, you know, how do you, what do you do with a device that has a missing hard drive? Well, like Aaron Cohen said, if you're running an op, you would want to erase a digital footprint. How do you do that? Well, it's really easy to go to pendrivelinux.com and download a program that will allow you to turn a flash drive into a bootable flash drive. And then you can download a copy, an ICO, or an image of a Linux operating system onto that flash drive that will boot. So you have a bootable hard drive, essentially, in a flash drive. And if you're running an op, I mean, I've never been a spook and intelligence operative, but common sense says if you're going to do something like that, you remove the internal hard drive and you remove the battery and you leave the, you know, you show up with a laptop, for example, and plug it in. Or maybe you leave the battery in. Who knows? You can take that out real quick. But the point is, if you plug the flash drive into a laptop with no internal hard drive and you have the BIOS set up to boot from the flash drive first, then it will boot up from the flash drive. And then if you have to make a hasty exit, you just pull the flash drive out, pull the power cord, and guess what? The laptop goes off and all of the information goes with you on the flash drive. Because that would be the operative hard drive. And there was speculation that, you know, well, how did he get the hard drive out and what did he do with it? Well, you know, some folks said maybe he flushed it down the toilet. You couldn't flush an internal hard drive down the toilet. It wouldn't fit. It wouldn't go. It would get stuck. But you could probably flush a flash drive, couldn't you? So it all kind of – the point is the facts point to an op. As Aaron Cohen said, you know, if you follow what Aaron Cohen said and he – has worked in counterintelligence, has run these kinds of operations apparently. The scenario he described sounds exactly like an operation. How does this happen, Aaron? Well, I can tell you if we were running an op, you know, this is what you would do, which sounds exactly like what happened. So that video needs to be made. Anyway, Logan Paul is a trending topic, but we're encouraged to forget about the worst mass shooting in modern American history. That's interesting. There is a video that has circulated. Jordan Peterson is kind of a popular trending speaker on YouTube these days. What can you do about income inequality? That's an interesting, maybe we should play that clip, actually. And then I want to get into some of these other stories. We're hearing all kinds of crazy stuff. Let me just get into that a little bit and kind of start with that. So, the clip is obviously from one of his lectures. And again, the clip is titled, What Can You Do About Income Inequality? And this is a it's an important subject because, you know, we're hearing about recovery. We've been hearing about that for 8+ years, and now we're hearing it more from the Trump administration. But there are a lot of nuances that are left out of that discussion. Anyway, here's Jordan Peterson. What can you do about income inequality? Go ahead.
Well, why is that? The first thing you need to know is that that's what income does. So it's not like you need an explanation for it. This is the explanation. It's like a natural rule. If you run a trading game to its logical conclusion, one person ends up with all the money and everyone else ends up with zero. So you don't need an explanation for that. It's in the natural order of things that occurs, so to speak. It's a logical consequence of a random trading game with zero as one of the poles. You still might ask yourself, well, what can you do about income inequality? And that's a perfectly reasonable question. And as I said already, the answer to that is, well, it's an extraordinarily complicated problem to address. We don't really know how to address it. The only time it's really been successfully addressed, as far as I can tell, roughly speaking, is during the Industrial Revolution, especially in the part of the Industrial Revolution that occurred, say, after World War II in the developing world, where for one reason or another, it turned out that there were a tremendous number of high-paying industrial jobs that people could get access to without having had the good fortune of one of these positive feedback loops working for them. But those jobs are disappearing very, very, very rapidly. And one of the problems is, as far as I can tell, is that computational devices are an intelligence and conscientiousness multiplier. And that's a big problem because the more intelligent people are already and more conscientious people are already more likely to be tapped up on the winner's side of the Pareto distribution. Then you add, you know, if you have an IQ of 150, let's say, you have an IQ of 150, you know how to use a computer and you live in Silicon Valley. So, man, you're a deadly person, right? Because you're super fast. Let's say you're super hardworking. We could also say maybe you're super energetic and healthy because that also seems to be a criterion that is a real important determinant of that kind of lifetime hyper-success. So you're way the hell above average in IQ. You're very, very industrious. You know how to use computers. They're a massive, insanely massive effort multiplier. And then you're surrounded by people who are super smart. It's like there's a lot of things going for you. Right, you're going to be moving ahead at an awful, awful rate. That's again why places like Silicon Valley are so damn effective. Is that they're bringing people from all over the world who are like that into one place. So, like Silicon Valley, I don't know if you guys know about the Indian Institute of Technology, but it's India's answer to MIT, and it's one hell of an engineering school.
Oh, corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Huge number of the graduates from India go to Silicon Valley and work there, mostly as entrepreneurs. And they're very good at being entrepreneurs, as it turns out. And they ship money like mad back to India, and that's part of what's driving the Indian economy. But it's just another example is that because Silicon Valley is already full of brilliant entrepreneurial people, then more brilliant and entrepreneurial people from all over the world flock there like mad. And it's just, it's one of these cycles that spirals upward. Very, very difficult to set that up somewhere else. And once it gets going, it's an unbelievably powerful economic engine. Crazily, crazily powerful.
So that's an interesting little excerpt. And basically what he's saying is, you know, what can we do about it? Well, not much. I mean, unless you're going to become one of those 150 IQ people that moves to Silicon Valley and immerses yourself in the tech world. I think it's evil. So I'm not going to do that, but I have, appreciated the leverage that technology can allegedly give the small business. See, you would think that there would be, an ability for the small business to compete on a larger scale. That's what we've heard. I mean, we've seen the IBM commercials over the years, for example, that say that, you know, here's a little wine shop in Italy or France, one or two man operation that can compete with these giant distribution operations because they have the internet. But in theory, that sounds great. In practice, it never quite seems to work out that way, does it? And in a similar sense, you know, now of course we're hearing STEM schools are the way to go, science, technology, engineering, and math, and that's what you do when you live in a scientific dictatorship. You kind of, you know, make that the order of the day en route to the Nazification of a society, so to speak. But it's interesting. In this kind of ties into, you know, the income inequality and disparity story, and technology, I think, overlap. But I want to focus more on the income inequality and what we're doing about this. You see the commercials all the time about helping animals, rescuing animals and things like that. Yet we've seen, for example, the SPCA, you know, robot policing the sidewalks trying to get rid of homeless people. That obviously met with some backlash in the media. But that just, to me, that's the SPCA being honest about how America operates these days. A nonprofit, allegedly philanthropic organization, ostensibly helping animals, has an office in one of the most expensive real estate districts in the entire country, which is, you know, ridiculous to say the least. And saving animals, but stepping over people to do it. I mean, I think they should be applauded for at least being honest about their intentions. Instead of trying to hide it and be disingenuous about it. Anyway, there are some interesting stories. Here are some headlines from Inc. December 29th, 2017. Why this type of intelligence you probably haven't heard of might be the most important. And, you know, we see a lot of these stories popping up. That was a story by Wanda Thibodeau. And what is the intelligence? First sentence, used to be that cognitive intelligence was the king of the hill in terms of importance. Then it was emotional intelligence. But now Cornell University's professor of human development, Robert Sternberg, says successful intelligence likely matters more than all other intelligence types you've heard about. These stories are ridiculous. But bear with me. Bear with me. More on that when we come back. Stick around. All right, after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Take a second look at this. You know, so, I mean, this is the society we live in. Logan Paul is a trending topic, presumably in anticipation of the July release of The Thinning 2, which is a eugenicist's dream. You know, eugenics propaganda basically is what it is. And we don't want answers in the October 1st Las Vegas shooting. We're not, there's not a large public outcry like there should be in a normal society. The SPCA has a robot that's policing the sidewalks because, you know, homeless people are in the way. We can't get to our cars. And they'll step over those people to go rescue cats. Another example, and I think the engineering of weather is conspiring in similar fashion, excuse me. I'll get to that in a second, but it tells you a lot about a society that will outlaw feeding homeless people in numerous cities. It tells you a lot about a society that will arrest 90-year-old Floridian pastors trying to feed homeless people, as was the case back in November of 2014. You know, Arnold Abbott and Pastor Dwayne Black, 90-year-old gentleman and a pastor, trying to feed homeless people. And so we're going to outlaw that, but we're going to rescue cats. Meanwhile, and people will say, well, you know, if they would just, if you take an honest assessment of the types of industry in which you can engage in this society, it's getting much more difficult, if not impossible, in the vast majority of cases to just make an honest living in this country. That really started to go away en masse back in the 30s when FDR, I would say, outlawed an honest day's work. And, you know, there was meddling going on before that, obviously, but Wickard versus Filburn is one of my favorite examples. Roscoe Filburn just trying to feed his family and, you know, make an honest day's living. He was an Ohio farmer who was growing wheat to feed his animals on his own farm. And because so he was growing subsidized wheat as part of the AAA, Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1938, growing subsidized wheat, and on a separate parcel that was not adjacent, he was growing wheat to feed his animals on his farm. He didn't sell it or anything like that. And the government decided that that was their wheat too, even though it was entirely separate parcel that it was grown on. It was grown for his own internal use, separate accounting and all of that. Nope, didn't matter. If you basically, the message was, if you make a deal with the devil owns it all, including your very soul. And this has been an infection that has been creeping through into and through every bit of industry and husbandry in this society ever since. Before, obviously, too, but, you know, really ever since the FDR administration. Compliments of the administrative state, the administrative fourth branch. We need to administer government in an agnostic sort of way, because government administration is not political. It's apolitical, except it's not. But I digress. So now, you know, and just as a brief aside, it's very telling. You hear that message. I don't know what to call it, but I always want to talk about it. You hear the message, the call to action message to help the network, this network, Republic Broadcasting. And everyone needs help that's trying to tell the truth. You know, we're all, RBN doesn't have a slick multi-million-dollar, you know, billion-dollar annual operation with all kinds of cool, the latest state-of-the-art equipment and a variety of anonymous sources from the intelligence world and a bunch of other neocon and neo-lib talking heads that we can bring on that, you know, to them, everything is a nail. So, you know, they're a hammer, so everything's a nail. we need to go destroy Iran, destroy North Korea, further destroy Syria and Lebanon and Iraq and Afghanistan and Somalia and Sudan and on and on and on and on. And, you know, anyway, so RBN doesn't have that. This broadcast doesn't have that. So your help, you know, this network exists because of your generous support. So the donate button on the homepage is important. If you can help, great. Or you can call 800-724-2719 extension 3. But the point is, so you hear, I think it's Mike Rivera's voice, if memory serves, who says, you know, this network is going the way of PBS. But that's not entirely accurate. As I've said before, that's disingenuous. Sure, you know, PBS exists in part due to viewer support, but really PBS solicits viewer support because that's a way to deepen Stockholm syndrome in that case. That's not the impetus behind this effort here at RBN. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I presume my presumption there is accurate. PBS solicits viewer support not because the Ford Foundation ran out of money, but because if you buy into the propaganda, then you own it, figuratively speaking, and perhaps somewhat literally. So Stockholm syndrome is deepened. Who wants to admit that, you know, they gave money to their kidnapper? So this network has no Ford Foundation, no Knight Foundation, no MacArthur Foundation, no Sloan, no Rockefeller, no et cetera, that backs these efforts. And it's telling, isn't it, that this society has become more enamored by and beholden to propaganda than the truth. Truth should be venerated. We should gravitate toward truth. And we push it out. We vilify it. We shun it. Generally speaking, in this society. Isn't that interesting? People gravitate more toward propaganda, more toward the candy of information than the truth, what's substantive, the meat and potatoes, so to speak. You know, all of the major news networks, maybe Fox News the least, generally speaking, CNN gets a hold of something and they go crazy. They're all, you know, listening to Morning Joe it's all kind of the same. It's all offensive. I think that maybe Shepard Smith is probably the most offensive talking head on Fox News, but it's all kind of the same. That should all be treated like the National Enquirer used to be treated, because there's clearly a political agenda in all of it. As much as anyone on those major networks get right, they get as much or more wrong, it seems. And again, they have talking heads to support this just completely erroneous information. What's happening in the Middle East is part of a broader agenda. And these talking heads, I dare say, probably do very little research, if any, to actually get to the bottom of what's going on. They're not interested in the truth. So that should all be treated like the National Enquirer used to be treated. Oh, that's a, you know, it's a check stand tabloid. Gossip rag, you know. That's how that should be treated. When you see, what are the two books? I can't think of the other one, but Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, is ridiculous. And then there's the other one that the psychologist wrote. I forget the name of her book or her name, which doesn't hurt my feelings and shouldn't hurt yours. I won't waste your time or your mind space with that. But, you know, a woman who writes a book trying to weigh in on the mental fitness of the president, and she's never even spoken to him personally. That's odd. And she wrote a book, and others weighed in on this book. I mean, this is what's happening in America. We're trending toward idiocracy. This network should be where people are gravitating. This network is where people should be flocking to. You know what I mean? In an effort to try to get to the bottom of things and trying to, you know, feed the best efforts of folks that genuinely are trying to get to the bottom of what's going on and rooting out evil and corruption and propaganda. But instead, propaganda has been legitimized, so to speak, or so-called, in public relations, as Edward Bernays called it. And now it's a field of study, allegedly, in college, and a career path to mislead and deceive your fellow man instead of adhering to the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. So think about this. If Bernaysian propaganda, public relations, is a career path, it's a field of study and a career path, in direct contravention to the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. And I believe that the devil has just one weapon, the power of suggestion. Then isn't that particularly fiendish, particularly diabolical, to work in the artful seduction and plundering and subterfuge of your fellow man, to work in the profession of sophisms, to me is to be the, make yourself the handmaiden of the devil. There really, I don't think there's anything more fiendish and diabolical. Is there? Because, I mean, if that's the devil's one weapon and you are employing it in your daily business, in your daily pursuits, what more can one say? Getting back to the subject that I was talking about, I mean, this is, to me, this is very telling. This network struggles while the large mainstream networks have all kinds of advertisers, and, you know, those are companies that are built on the deception of the American people, Bernaysian style deception of the American people. Let's you know, in the same way that social media works, let's mess with their heads. Like if we're going to sell a drug, this drug is bad. This one that you grow in your backyard is bad. But this one that we make in a factory that, you know, side effects may include death, this one's good. You know, the one that's just a rebadging of the last three iterations of the same drug that we got passed through FDA. And now those other three iterations are in class action lawsuit. But this rebadging, this one's good. This is America. I just, man, it's deeply grieving to the heart. I think, you know, I dare say that God's heart is deeply grieved in Genesis 6 fashion. It's unbelievable. Side effects may include death. Ask your doctor about such and such. No, don't. Don't ask your doctor about it. And don't watch the commercial and let it infect your mind with the idea that a paid actor in a white coat who is paid to smile is convincing of anything other than that the actor is convincing. Yep, that actor does a good job of what that actor was paid to do. That's all that should convince you of. Anyway, so I don't know. Are you as troubled by this as I am? I mean, I don't think people understand how grievous this is and how abnormal. This is not normal. This was not normal until the Bernaysian model came on the scene. And it's still not normal. The point is, it has been normalized. Because people don't, I don't think, know any different. They grow up, you see how kids get changed. You know, they go into the public school system, it stamps out creativity and reason and logic. Those become graduate courses later. Once we've completely ruined your hard drive, the hard drive of your mind, and flipped it upside down, well, now we can snap critical thinking back onto it on the back end. But their minds are destroyed. And you can see that's probably why they're so angry. Young people. This violence that's perpetrated against young people. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. All right. Need to get back on track. So Roscoe Filburn, you know, basically the message is when you make a deal with the devil, you know, the Supreme Court interpreted the Constitution's Commerce Clause under Article 1, Section 8, which permits the United States Congress to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states with the Indian tribes. The court decided that Filburn's wheat growing activities reduced the amount of wheat he would buy for animal feed on the open market, which is traded nationally and is therefore within the scope of the Commerce Clause. Somehow, Roscoe Filburn's little bit of wheat that he grew for animal feed would affect and disrupt the Agricultural Adjustment Act policy, the government's regulation of wheat production. And it's absolutely absurd. Really, it's a way to control people. Really, it's a way to destroy the farmer. And the message is, you can't make a deal with the devil and win. When you make a deal with the devil owns it all. You know, that old phrase, that peculiar phrase, when the state creates rights, wait a minute, what? How did the state come into existence? How can it create anything? When the state creates rights, you know, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. What happened to that? Then how does something that I create then impose itself on me? Something is very wrong here. When the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. Sorry, Roscoe, the devil owns it all. That's the message. And the more we do that in this society, and the more we allow ourselves to be conscripted to evil in efforts like, you know, becoming a public relations specialist, you have to know at some point. You have to know. There's just too much evidence all around us. You know, you have books like Bernays's Propaganda. I mean, that's as honest as you can be, I think, and The Engineering of Consent and things like that. Here's a book, The Hidden Persuaders. This book gives the startling answers to hundreds of eye-opening questions and facts that show how today's advertising men are using our hidden urges and frustrations to sell everything from gasoline to politicians. This book by Vance Packard. Number one bestseller, a revealing, often shocking explanation of new techniques of research and methods of persuasion. Persuasion. The way that you're persuading people is by bearing false witness. You're engaging in the fiendish activity of deception. Exactly like the devil does, which is why I say, you know, these devilish headlines, the suggestibilists, I call them. They call themselves perfectibilists. Can we perfect society? Yeah, you're going to perfect us right out of existence. That's what their goal is, really, the perfectibilists. You know, if we could just kind of marry up with the devil, wouldn't that be great? No, it wouldn't be great. It would be bad. It was bad the last time. It's bad the next time. It's bad every time. But I digress. I call them the suggestibilists. They make these suggestions. Is this bad? Is this? Would this be? Would this really? Just like the devil did in the garden. Did God really say? Anyway, these recent stories, getting back on track. Why this type of intelligence you probably haven't heard of might be the most important. And as I mentioned, opening sentence or paragraph, I guess, it used to be that cognitive intelligence was the king of the hill in terms of importance. Then emotional intelligence showed up. But now Cornell University's professor of human development, Robert J. Sternberg, says successful intelligence likely matters more than all other intelligence types you've heard about. And this is headed somewhere. Again, this is all headed somewhere evil. There's a when you see stories like this pop up, several of them